This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Yesterday, the 62nd mayor of the city of Pittsburgh sworn in, Corey O'Connor. And Corey's connection to the city runs deep. He is the son of the late mayor, Bob O'Connor, who I knew very well. He went to Duquesne University and also Central Catholic High School. And as a sidebar, spent many years as a city councilman, but more recently was the controller for Allegheny County.
Well, that certainly checks a lot of boxes, doesn't it, Larry?
Yeah, one of the things that's really important right now is the budgets, the fiscal responsibility of not only the city, you know, the county, the state, the country, right? So as a controller, very important because they're the watchdogs for the, you know, the three branches of service.
And I guess that's going to come in handy for him in working with Rachel Heisler, the controller for the city itself.
Yeah, I'm sure they can at least relate on a lot of issues in many, many ways. So we're waiting for Corey O'Connor to check in. We have checked with his press secretary, and I think he was walking kids to school.
That's one of the things he mentioned in our sound clip this morning. So they're getting an early start today. But he's probably in high demand as well.
Yeah, and we appreciate him making time. This is his first full day on the job, and one of the questions I know you have is an executive order he's expected to sign.
It's gone permitting, Larry, and I assume that the goal, at least I'm making the assumption that the goal is streamlining the permitting process to permit people to do things more quickly. What things and which people? That's what I want to know about.
Yeah, and the importance of that may seem to, you know, the average person for the development in the infrastructure of the city. It's important once certain requirements are met, then it should get a green light and go.
I mean, top developers in our community who've been on this program have said that the pace of development is slowed by the process of getting permits through the city and the planning commission, et cetera.
Yeah, and so in terms of that development, it adds a layer of bureaucracy that does slow down the process, and time is money. And if you're trying to build things, it can be frustrating, especially if you're trying to attract investment from outside the city.
And the other trick, of course, is this fiscal balancing act that O'Connor has on his hands, which is he wants to cut costs but improve services. He wants to stock up on more police officers. And there are a couple of other issues. But at the same time, city council members are talking about a budget deficit. They're talking about perhaps a tax increase. At least that's been on the table. So how do they meet the goals that they've set and at the same time turn on the spigots of development and growth in the city? Another issue that he wants to tackle is housing, and housing starts in general.
And the fact is that you mentioned the police force. One of the most challenging things is attracting new police officers, which he's going to address as well. So we're waiting for Corey O'Connor to check in. We imagine he's pretty busy today, so...
Well, we'll make time when he calls.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Like we always do, right?
Yeah, we expect now also to check in regularly which we have done over the years with previous mayor, Ed Gainey, and had access to answer questions along the way. And it'll be interesting to hear firsthand what his vision of the city will be.
Can I do a quick little sidebar completely unrelated to politics in Pittsburgh?
Please do.
Okay. So I want to tell you about a man who is, I think, one of the most clever people Let's see if I can find his name here. James Moylan. He was a Ford interior trim designer. He recently passed at the age of 80 after a 30-year career at Ford. And they've got a nice article about him in the publication Auto Week. And one day back in 1986, he was on his way to attend a meeting in another building, and the gas tank was empty. He pulled up to a pump in Dearborn to refuel, parked on the wrong side, so he had to get out, move the car, and fuel up, but he got soaked in the meantime because it was raining. And that's where he got the idea. This guy, James Moylan, is the man who invented that little arrow next to your gas meter on the dashboard. He's the guy.
It's funny because...
What a great idea, huh?
I drive different vehicles, and sometimes you forget what side the gas tank's on.
Right, especially if you're on the road, right? If you had a rental car you're not familiar with. And I've just gotten used to looking at that little arrow. For the longest time, I really didn't know it was there or didn't know what it stood for.
They should put an AI voice saying, "Hey, Buster, you're on the wrong side."
You know, there was a time back in the 80s when they had cars talking to us. Remember that? In those kind of funny robotic voices.
Well, it's a whole new world.
Yeah.
Did you see from the Consumer Electronics Show that's happening right now in Las Vegas, some of the advances on board in vehicles? Speaking of AI.
Such as?
The stuff, well, it enhanced the self-driving part of, you know, Tesla's done this, and to some acrimony, but we know Waymo's coming to Pittsburgh. I saw a vehicle just the other day traveling around town.
One of the test vehicles?
Yeah.
They're already doing that, right?
The testing is underway, but eventually you'll be able to hail a Waymo, a driverless vehicle in the city of Pittsburgh.
That is amazing. There's an article today, by the way, in the Post-Gazette about Waymo and adjusting to the streets of Pittsburgh.
Well, they've invented a lot of the technology here with the assumption that if you can do it here, you can do it anywhere. And it's in San Francisco, Phoenix, Atlanta, and expanding to other cities, including Pittsburgh, which is pretty significant.
You know, San Francisco is somewhat similar topographically, I would think, because of the rise and drop in the terrain there and some of the twisty streets.
But mostly it's on the flat, isn't it? Right. What they don't have there is the snow.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a bigger challenge. We'll ask Corey O'Connor if he'll take the inaugural Waymo ride, too.
Hey, there's an idea.
All right. We'll check in. We'll find the new mayor. He's not lost. 7:15 at KDK from the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Trap. This is the Big K Morning Show, and every Tuesday at this time, we check in with another medical professional brought to you by Independence Health System, expert care here. And today we welcome Dr. Benfazi Alatrash, who is a general surgeon and also expert in bariatrics at Independence Health System, Westmoreland area. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good to see you. And you can look too on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company, our KDK Radio YouTube page. This is the time of the year where a lot of people, as you well know, Doctor, focus on trying to lose weight, trying to readjust their health overall. When does it reach a point where bariatric surgery is an option?
So that's a good question. We base everything nowadays, and a lot of it has to do with insurance coverage, but it's based on something that we call BMI, which is body mass index. It's basically looking at your height and weight and coming up with a certain number. And when you are that certain number, such as a BMI of 40 without any medical problems, or a BMI of 35 with some medical problems, such as diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, sleep apnea, you potentially could qualify for one of these procedures.
And what is this SADI, which is an acronym? It's a new bariatric procedure, I understand, that you're able to perform.
Yes. So the standard bariatric procedures that we all have possibly heard, if you've been in the bariatric world, are the sleeve gastrectomy and the gastric bypass. The gastric bypass has been around for many years. been performed for a long time. Sleeve gastrectomy was probably in the maybe early 2000s, well, around 2010 is when they probably got assurance approval. The Sadie's kind of a hybrid between the sleeve and the bypass. And this is actually an older procedure that came out in the 1980s. And it is something that is done for those who have much higher BMIs, where the sleeve and the gastric bypass do not provide enough weight loss to help with many of the comorbidities. Any weight loss is going to be good to help with health problems, but this procedure is basically doing a sleeve and a bypass-like procedure, and only 2% of bariatric surgeons in the U.S. are doing it due to complexity, but it's important in higher BMI patients that are over 50 or people that have had weight regain after a sleeve gastrectomy.
So how are the outcomes? I mean, for people that obviously have been overweight for a long time in their lives and it's created a lot of additional health issues, what do these outcomes provide for most cases?
You know, we've seen a lot of benefits from doing a procedure like this. Because I've done all of the procedures, many different BMIs. I've seen success with the procedures, sleeve and the bypass. But sometimes people get to a point where they just don't lose enough weight. And it's because of how high their BMI is. Sure, we can go from a BMI of 60 or 70 down to a BMI of 40, and that's a significant improvement. They're doing much better, but they still are at a place where medical problems can be affected. So the outcomes have been very good. We've been doing things in a robotic fashion, and it's been helping significantly. And really, the time in the hospital and recovery is no different from the other procedures.
Tell us about, you have on Wednesday, January 28th, at Ferrante's Lakeview in Greensburg, a weight loss seminar, which I think a lot of people could benefit from.
So that's going to be a great event that we're going to be hosting with the help of Independence Health. We're going to be having dietitians on site to talk to many people. I will be there myself and my partner, Dr. Zelkovic. We will be discussing bariatric surgery, and we may be touching upon some of the medications for weight loss. In general, you know, if weight loss was something that was easy, we would not have any of these services. But this is going to be a great program. It's about 2 hours, you know, a meet and greet. There is going to be some food provided, healthy options, and then we will be getting into presentations to discuss this. And it's a free event available to all, so I think it's going to be a great turnout.
And again, that is Wednesday, January 28th, 5 o'clock, Ferrante's Lakeview in Greensburg. You can get more information at independence.health. Dr. Benfazi Elatrosh, I hope I pronounced your name correctly, Doc.
Yes, you did fine.
Okay, I appreciate it. Keep up the great work. Thank you, and Happy New Year.
Yes, you as well. Thank you very much.
Brought to you by Independence Health System, expert care here. Is the Big K Morning Show, Larry Richard. The big news of the day around the world is still focused on Venezuela. Maduro is in custody in the United States, had his first court appearance. But what happens next? We go live to CBS legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum. Thane, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
Good. Let's dial back to going into Venezuela and capturing Maduro and his wife. Not unprecedented.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Incidented. We remember the story of Manuel Noriega, and I guess a lot of legal ease has to do with precedent. So, first of all, was that the precedent to allow this to happen in the first place?
Yes and no. Yes, because it looks, it's in the same hemisphere. It involved drug trafficking. But the difference is that in the case of Maduro, it looks also a lot more like an extradition proceeding than a military operation. I know President Trump kept repeating the word military operation because he's proud of it, but he probably would have been better off using the words extradition, which Marco Rubio was saying, look, he's got a date in our courtroom. He's been indicted for committing a number of crimes against the United States dealing with drug trafficking. We can't pick this guy up voluntarily. The Justice Department essentially asked the military, the Pentagon, and said, can you pick this guy up for us? This is not a regime change. This is not democracy promotion. This is a pretty simple legal case, and we can't get him any other way, and this is the way we did it. But, you know, look, you know, the United States assassinated Osama bin Laden. They pulled out, Saddam Hussein out of a hole. Barack Obama ordered the killing of an American citizen in Yemen who had been radicalizing Islamists. That was Anwar al-Awlaki. So it's not as if the United States doesn't ever get involved to either assassinate someone or bring them back to American justice. It happens. It's just that people start using the words, they throw the words international law around as if there's a violation, but they can't tell you what the law is.
That said, for all of us, we hear this, it's pretty dramatic. A lot of people don't know the details and facts, and certainly the legal ramifications. But what is next from a legal standpoint? So he made his first court appearance and basically said, I'm a good guy, I'm still the president of Venezuela. You would have anticipated that, but what happens next?
Well, the clock starts the minute he's arraigned, and that's what happened yesterday. He had lawyers. We didn't even know if he'd have a lawyer in time. He did. He pled not guilty. And now the question is, what's the evidence against him? Are there any pretrial motions that his lawyer is going to make? I'm sure he is. He's going to say, you can't go kidnap sovereign leaders of sovereign states. The United Nations says that countries are not supposed to use force against the other. I mean, that's sort of a joke because countries use force against others all the time. The very same people who have been committing acts of violence around the world, whether it's China or North Dakota or North Korea or even Hamas, you know, issued condemnations yesterday against what the United States did. But I think, you know, they're going to either challenge a lot of the evidence that's being presented, because I think his argument is, you got the wrong guy. I'm the president of my country. You got a problem with our drugs. That's not me. We have cartels. We have gangs. They're a menace to Venezuelan society. You're blaming me for your drug problem. I think the government has a very solid case, apparently, that shows that not only he, but his wife, which is why she was indicted yesterday, was sort of at the center of this sort of crime spree of involving the government to protect the cartels and to give them use of military and other assistance, as if to say the Maduros were part and parcel of this racketeering enterprise to transport drugs illegally to other countries and to benefit from it financially.
We're with CBS legal analyst Dane Rosenbaum. That said, what is the timeline, do you suspect, till we would get to some type of trial?
Yeah, you know, this is America. Our legal system moves very, very slowly. And defendants always have a very strong incentive to drag it out. And it's very easy to do that. You're dealing with the prosecution of a foreign leader who, you know, it is claimed stole an election and is not the sovereign leader who deserves immunity from prosecution. He was, a strongman dictator thug, and that's the government's position. You know, a case like this go 2 years, I would be surprised if he doesn't take a plea deal. He could take a plea deal because on the strength of the Noriega case saying, look, we gave him 22 years, let's avoid a trial. Trials are always risky for governments. the question is, you know, especially in this instance, you know, are they overcharging him? You know, what do they really have evidence that they can prove, as opposed to, you know, what's out there that justifies the military operation? But I would be sort of surprised if this wound down soon. It's in federal court, which means there won't be cameras in the courtroom. So it won't have that kind of, you know, majesty of what, you know, what we see in, you know, made for TV or reality TV. But I would think at least a year.
Well, appreciate the update, and thank you for your time, as always, Thane.
Thank you.
CBS legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum on the Big K Morning Show. And we're going to check in with Mayor Cory O'Connor here in just a few minutes.
Prince Museum.
But we're all here to celebrate Pittsburgh, and that's what tonight is all about. We're proud Pittsburghers. We're excited about the new opportunity that's coming to our entire city.
And now, Larry, today is Cory O'Connor's first full day as Pittsburgh mayor.
And he joins us live on the Big K Morning Show. Mayor O'Connor, how does that sound? Good morning.
It sounds great. Thank you, Larry.
Congratulations. I know it was a big day for you and your family, and I'm sure in many ways very emotional thinking about your late mom and dad.
It was. I mean, I think it was a great day to celebrate Pittsburgh. You know, obviously the ceremony had some ups and downs when it comes to emotions, but I think that's what, you know, you've known me a long time. I think you should have fun with it, but you should also, you know, pay respect where needed. And I think there were a lot of great emotions going on in that room yesterday.
Well, knowing your mom and dad, I can't imagine the pride and joy in your family. That said, you roll up your sleeves today. You get to work. What's on your agenda on day one?
It's a busy day. I'm actually headed out to walk some kids to school because, you know, safety and walking to schools and what some barriers are for kids who have to walk to school and how the city can help. First thing this morning, so I'm running out the door right now. And then in the office for some meetings with some staff. Then we're doing an executive order on speeding up the permitting process because that's something that everybody hears about. And after that, I believe we have a couple more meetings in the afternoon. It's a busy day, and I meet Council President Lavelle as well this morning for breakfast. So we're not stopping.
Mayor O'Connor, we're featuring the clip that you mentioned, the permitting process, speeding it up with that executive order. Can you tell us what this order is, who it's aimed at, and what do you expect the immediate effect to be?
Yes. I mean, we hear it all the time about permitting and why it takes so long. And, you know, when major cities like New York can get you a permit in 4 weeks, you know, why can't we? And it's not just for developers or big companies. It's actually for small businesses and neighbors, because if you want to do a project at your house, it shouldn't take that long to get it approved. If you want to open a small business, you know, we have to encourage you to do it a lot faster. So we have to do our own job in getting you that permit so that that enables you to open up that business in a small business district and turning the city around quicker. So we're doing an executive order to, you know, get answers quicker as to what the problem is, and, you know, hopefully get to a process where we have a deemed approval after a certain time. So we're going in to analyze it and calling on each department, because it's not just one person, it's multiple departments working on one permit. How do we speed that up, and what are the hiccups in each department? So that's the first order of business this afternoon.
We're with Pittsburgh Mayor Cory O'Connor, and Mayor, also, I know that the plans for the future here, you have your hands full trying to get the police department to attract more officers and ensure the growth and safety of that department.
Yes, and I think, you know, we've already nominated our nominee for chief of police, Jason Lando, and we've also nominated Sheldon Williams for our public safety director. So we'll be sending those names over to council as well, so the council has time to interview and hopefully approve quickly, so those individuals can get started right away.
Mayor, you talked about cutting costs and improving city services, and I was curious to know about the services side of that, if you have any priorities as you're getting started in this first year of your new administration.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's winter time right now. So, you know, I think the first storm, we want to really analyze, you know, what are we missing? What are we lacking when it comes to that? So, you know, are we doing things that aren't efficient enough to get those projects done? And I also think, you know, looking at equipment, do we have any trucks that have not been outfitted for the wintertime and they sit there? You know, little things like that, little details that could get one or two trucks added in this wintertime is only going to be helpful to everybody. So it's those small things that we really have to look at too.
And I know as former now controller of Allegheny County, you're very familiar with working with budgets and numbers and now transitioning back to the city after your years on council. You'll be working closely with Rachel Heisler, right?
Yes. I mean, I think, you know, the controller has put out a number of reports over the last, you know, year plus about our budget and what's wrong with our budget and where the gaps are in our budget. And I think we have to have that great relationship because we have to look after city tax dollars. And that's what we're there to do. So I think having a good relationship with the controller's office, seeing where we can cut costs, is only going to benefit all of us.
Well, you should be able to speak her language and back and forth. So that said, I want people to know that you have a brother who's a Catholic priest. Is he going to be blessing Acrisure on Monday night?
I hope so. You know, I did see a report the other day that the last time an O'Connor was mayor, my dad unfortunately only got to serve 9 months. But in those 9 months, the Steelers never lost a game, and they won the Super Bowl in Detroit. So, you know, somebody was joking about that. I said, well, hopefully that happens. But it's always good to have a priest around. That's what I could say.
Well, that's a great day for you and your family, and appreciate you making time for us on a very, very busy morning. Thank you, and we'll look forward to regular conversations along the way.
All right, thank you. Take care.
Pittsburgh Mayor Corey O'Connor on the Big K Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.